It's time, it's within Brim skin time. Hell yeah, number 146, Brim's getting sticked. Oh Lord, you'll hear about that soon. And I got my homeboy, my main man, my little Alex DePonte. What's going on, co-host?
You got sticked?
Getting sticked. Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
Oh, I didn't want to say I was getting pricked because that would sound worse. Sticked, pricked, you know, all that jazz?
I don't even want to know who's sticking you.
I'm getting boosted, son. I got to go get a booster shot.
That's right.
Duh.
Yeah, that's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's bad enough.
Well,
I mean, the
after effects might be that bad, but yeah. See, I didn't know what you meant by sticked. I was like, what the hell is he doing? Does his wife know about this?
You know, maybe it's my wife doing it. No, it's not.
You know, you could be into that.
I am certainly not into that. Nope, not
Brim's
at all.
Brim's into sticking everybody. You heard it here first.
Listen,
WBS 125-22.
Anybody who listens to the Dirty Little Secrets Club knows sure as hell that I am not into that stuff. I support whoever is. You do you, boo-boo. But I'm not into that stuff. You are into that stuff.
Can't knock it till you try it.
I am not into that stuff, nor would I ever want to try that stuff.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it.
I said the same thing for like 5 years.
Oh, yeah?
I did.
That's because you were in denial at the time.
I said it to my boyfriend. I was like, nope, we're not doing that. It's not happening. He coached me into it.
Yeah, he coaxed you into it. Anyway, I don't want to know about what happens in your bedroom. Sir, ma'am, whatever you want. I'm going to call you. Anyway, that being said, my little friend.
What's up?
With him, Brim Skin, brought to you by Made and Tale Hair Care Products. Discover the secret. Bare Dynamic, high quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. And Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment
in the world.
So, what do you call it? One, I want to make sure everybody tunes in this Thursday night to the new Grindhouse Radio. What do you call it? We have Jesse Snyder, my little brother. What do you call it? The son of legendary D. Snyder, what do you call it, who is coming on with us. And we have a double episode, and it is going to be a lot of fun.
D. Snyder and the son?
No, D's not coming on. Jesse's coming on. So Jesse's coming on. We're talking about the last few weeks. It's been like the last month. For some reason, Jesse kept coming up in conversation because he is very in tune with like all comic books and history of comic books. He's written for Marvel and so forth. So what do you call it? I wanted to ask him about like the whole Lady Thor deal and what do you call it? The films and all that jazz. And he is also very, very big on the supernatural, you know, ghosts, Bigfoot, this, that, and the next foot, UFOs, all that jazz.
Okay. So he's really into that stuff.
So he's really into that stuff. And I've said, I got to ask Jesse about this. Got to ask him about that. So we have him on for a double episode. We're going to talk about all the good things and good stuff to talk about in terms of all that jazz. So,
that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And crazy, crazy story. Not the last time that he was on, but the first time that he was ever on Grindhouse. And I think this is going to be his like third or fourth time coming on. But like years ago when we had the renovated house.
Okay. Before we had the studio, I wasn't there, but it was you, Steve, and who else?
And Kim and Tom and Scott.
Oh.
Like, you know, it was the original crew.
Okay.
So what do you call it? But we renovated the house.
I thought it was just the three of you at first.
No, that was the very beginning. That was in the old Hound Comics offices.
Oh.
So that was a long time ago. Then we were in CSB. Then we bought the house, and then we renovated the house, and we had the entire house as the studio, and you know what I mean. And what do you call it? Sleeping area in case
I
gotta
catch up
to
on my GHR lore.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? I'm actually a little surprised that you didn't know that.
I thought the house came first.
No. And then the problem is that the house was way too old and would have cost way too much to renovate to what we really needed because we had issues with the electric and you know there was just so many issues with it. So we decided to get rid of it, and that was that. That being said, what do you call it? Then we got into the studio here.
Right.
The offices
yeah.
here, and you know, we sold that. But that being said, what do you call it? Now I forgot what I was even talking about.
You said when Jesse was on. Yeah, Jesse.
So we were still in that house at the time, and what do you call it? We had been talking about some real crazy stuff, like some real deep shit. You know what I mean? Where talking about this and that in government, and like Jesse was on a tear. You know?
I got you.
He was on a tear. Right as we finished, because you know how, you know, the person who, you know, came before you would never, you know, save when he was supposed to save.
Yeah.
Just like you when I yell at you.
I save my stuff and I duplicate it.
Which is why, no, I'm talking about as you go.
I know.
So he didn't save it prior, but what do you call it? But then he went and went to, as he was going to save the show, as we got off with Jess.
He hit no.
No.
Oh.
All the power on the block went out.
Oh, God.
It was like, as we hung up, it was like, nope, you're not having that information.
Oh, that's bad.
So I actually had to call Jesse back, and we redid the entire episode.
Thank God the program we use now auto-saves and backs up. So that way, as soon as you start up the computer, it's like, oh, hey, we noticed your last session. You know, it just closed out unexpectedly. Do you want to recover your work?
Craziness.
But then if you hit no, then you're screwed. Then craziness. That's it. It's gone.
So, yeah. So he, what do you call it? So that was the first time that when he came on, we wound up talking about all this kind of stuff. You know? So you can imagine, like, you know,
that's
like.
That's kind of funny, though.
How crazy the stuff is that we're talking about. You know, because it's not normal GHR stuff. But we've been talking about things like this, you know, like in and out because of the shows and stuff that we've been watching. So it was time. I was like, Jess, you got to come on. So that being said, what do you call it? Make sure you guys tune in on Thursday. On Tuesday, which is today, what do you call it? Later on.
Later on today.
Tonight, you should be checking out the Dirty Little Secrets Club as well.
Dana, and this show.
And, obviously, they're checking this out. They're listening right now. So make sure you continue to listen to Within Brimskin. But check out Dirty Little Secrets Club. Dana and I are on a tear. We recorded while I was out in Florida, and I'm going to talk about that in the next segment. But yeah, it was a really good show. So make sure you tune into that one as well. Some really good little secrets that we broke into. Have you listened to it yet? No, right?
No.
You would like the show.
Okay.
You would really like the show.
I'll have to check it out. Maybe on the drive home.
Yeah, I will have you come on as a guest one day.
When I have a reliable car, yeah.
Well,
I'm taking my girlfriend's car now.
You just have to be able to tune
take her
in.
Car?
No, you could do it in her home.
No, you said shit. Oh, no, but I want to be there. It's part of the environment, the vibe, you
know? Beware. You'd be here with me. What are you talking about?
What?
Dana's in California, and I'm here.
Oh.
We do it remotely.
Oh.
So she records all the stuff in over there, and then she does all the editing and everything.
I thought you meant me tune in remotely. I was like, no, I don't want to do that.
No. You come in, you have to have a video camera in front of you.
Okay. And cameras here.
You do the guest thing. You know what I mean? It'll be fun.
Okay, cool.
So we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I have to come here.
Yeah. Anyways, we still have a couple minutes left in this segment. Did you hear about the grandma who scammed a scammer?
No.
It was here on the island, just happened, okay?
She scammed a scammer.
She scammed a scammer.
How did she do that?
So you know how, like, everywhere...
I love videos about that stuff.
So there's, you know, there's that scam that's going around where they're, you know, going after older people.
They always do.
And what do you call it? And they're like, hey, your grandson or your granddaughter is either in the hospital or in jail or something's wrong with them.
They did that to my grandparents got that scam done way back in the day.
Really?
Them. Yeah. They called and they said that my dad was in jail in like a foreign country or something like that. And my parents believed him because he was on like a school trip or something like that. And he happened to actually be there.
Really?
And yeah, so they fell for it, gave him a few $100s.
Oh, my Lord. Yep. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That was years and years ago. I'm talking like 20 years ago.
Did they ever catch the people?
No.
All right, well, this one, that sucks, and I'm so sorry to hear that.
Okay.
This one, what do you call it? The grandma, the scammer had called. This was here in like Seaford, which is two towns away. They said they were a bail bondsman and that, what do you call it, they needed $8,000 because the grandson was in jail for drunk driving. So the grandmother went along with it. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. You know, $8,000, no problem. So apparently when she hung up the phone, she called the police right away. She told them to come to pick it up. Well, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And what do you call it? The reason why she knew it was a scam is because her grandchildren are not old enough to drive. So there's no way that they would be in a drunk driving deal.
That's
So she called the police and the police came to the house. She stuffed a bag or an envelope with some kind of like paper towels or whatever.
Okay.
All right. And the guy came to the door. And she went and she handed him the paper towels. And after she handed them
the cops arrested him.
The cops ran out of the door and like tackled the guy.
That's hysterical.
And it's on tape.
Oh,
you can get
God.
This on tape. What do you call
Wait,
it?
So, I want to see this.
Yeah,
I don't keep talking.
And what do you call it? So they dropped him and they arrested the guy. And she's like standing at the you know, front porch going, ha, ha, ha. It's hilarious.
Oh, my God. Grandmother lures scammer to her home and gets him arrested.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
That's it. That's the one.
Oh, you are my hero, woman.
How funny is that?
Oh, this is great.
So what do you call it? Oh, you're listening to it?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, knew he was a scammer, huh? I just want to see, it happen.
There you go.
There it is. All right, he's going up to the door because I know that they can't hear this. Oh my God, the officers were in the house and they just went at him. Oh my God. Oh, that's hysterical.
Anyway, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with Within Broomskin.
Hey, what's cracking? This is Lil G from Fast and Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone. Hey.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters. And not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man. That sounds awesome. I'm definitely going to pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brendan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brimskin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Yo, 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 what's up? We're back with Within Brimskin here.
Y'all saw. So, what do you call it? Last week on Tuesday, I was supposed to go and get my booster shot, right? But what do you call it? I canceled that and rescheduled it for today because I was going to go take a trip out to my father in Florida. I just want, you know, look, he's getting older. I don't see him as often as I'd like to. And, you know, I don't want to make the same mistake with my father that I did with my mother and not see him, you know, even though it's not as easy to get to him as it would have been for her.
That's Florida.
Yeah.
It's pretty far.
You know, but at the end of the day, what do you call it? He's a lot more cognitive and so forth. He's able to get around and move around and do things. You know what I mean? But his body is breaking down. You know, it's like that. And what do you call it? So
I didn't see my Uncle Ben before he was cognitively aware. So I get that.
All right, Peter. Sorry. It was a bad joke, but
no,
it was appropriate.
It was actually kind of funny.
What do you call it? I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it's okay. He had brain cancer. So it was like only like a few days. And then like by the time we got to the hospital, like not No.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Well, so my father was just in a car accident, you know, like about a week or so ago. Somebody hit him, you know, from behind.
That's
so,
terrible.
You know, so his back and his neck are not hurt, are not, you know, doing well again, you know, and he's just...
Like bad car accident or it seems no, like it,
was, it
wasn't
it
terrible?
It was fender bender, not like not Dylan's, not like Dylan's car accident. And what do you call it? Like didn't destroy anything. So
wasn't
it's
your
just,
daughter also... Oh, no, wait.
Don't jinx. My son was in the bad car accident.
Didn't something else happen, though, where, like, they had to go over, hit and run? Wasn't that something that happened?
That was Dylan.
That was Dylan?
They hit Dylan's car. It was two in a row.
Oh.
Remember the guy hit the car? He didn't run. He hit the car because there was a bug in the car. Remember?
Oh, God. And it totaled
the car. Yeah. What do you call it? Because the guy swerved because there was a bug. I think it was because he was drunk on cough medicine or something.
Okay.
But anyway, that being said, what do you call it?
I remember the police didn't do anything. Sorry, yeah. I keep interrupting you.
Yeah. No, well, so my father and my stepmother are in good shape. You know, they're older, but they're in very good shape, and they're very cognitive. But, you know, my father was in Vietnam. You know, he worked with his hands, you know, in his youth. He was a golfer, so his shoulder, like this, all the different parts of his body are in pain.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Happens with age.
Right. So, you know, just like every, and then remember he had I can't believe I just blanked out.
I don't know.
The mini stroke. Yeah, the mini stroke.
Oh, I don't even know if I remember that.
Yeah, that was about a couple months ago. It was right before I went last time.
Okay.
And so what do you call it? So, you know, I just, listen, I hope and I think that he'll live for a long time. You know what I mean? But, you know, I would like to see him more than once a year or once every couple of years. You know what I mean?
My parents live 5 minutes from me,
right.
So it's nice and easy to go see
exactly,
them.
Exactly. And you're still at a point where you just moved out of the house. So
So I see them fairly often.
Yeah. So the fact of the matter is that, you know, I wanted to go and spend some time. So I had some miles. Remember when I was, you know, Frontier miles, which
wow,
I
you
Frontier.
Actually build up miles.
Yeah, yeah. So I had some Frontier miles that I needed to use, and
the worst airline too.
I hate that airline. hate it.
It is the cheapest though.
It was a free flight. I took myself and Dylan both went.
And oh my God! It was free,
100% free.
Wow.
And the only reason why I had it is because you know some promoters had booked me on it, and I just kept the
miles.
You know, the miles.
Yeah.
So that being said, we were able to go for cheap. It actually wasn't bad. I'm not gonna you know badmouth them too much because we knew the rules going in.
I mean, you know, when I booked Frontier, I think I booked Frontier once to go down to Florida for a few days. I knew what I was expecting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, for the price, like, I can't fight that.
No. But what do you call it? But the problem is that you got to know what you're doing before going.
Yeah, of course.
You see what I'm saying?
Like, you're
small, so it's easy for you to pack a whole week's worth of stuff in a small bag, and you're good.
Yes.
With me,
very easy.
I can pack, like, two things, and that's all I can really take.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, if I could pack everything into my backpack, I'd be good, and I wouldn't have to pay anything extra.
Right.
But I had to do, you know, I did get one carry-on combined with Dylan and I. You know what I mean?
Okay, I got you.
So we combined it rather than buying two, because the more you get, the more expensive it is. Not that I can't afford it, but why bother? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no reason for it.
Yeah, when I fly, I just take a carry-on.
I'm very frugal, people. Just so you're aware, I am very frugal, which is why this is how you keep money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I buy stuff online just to avoid paying full price in a store.
There you go. Yeah. So, well, which doesn't necessarily do anything for retail, but, you know, that is what it is.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. It's just, you know, a lot of things are cheaper online.
They are.
Like for example, like we have these really expensive litter boxes in my house because we really just don't want to clean up poop every day. Plus, they're not my cats. We bought automatic litter boxes. The litter at Petco is $100 for three boxes.
Uh-huh.
Online, we get for $120, we can get six.
Okay,
but
fair enough.
Why would we, you know?
Well, it's also in bulk, you know? So if you have the place to put the stuff, then you're okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some people don't have the place. Like here in the studio, we just have so much room, which is why all of our...
They're like this big, though. It's like a box like this big by that thick. So they're really not that big. They're definitely ripping you off, Petco. Sorry, Petco.
Wow. Yeah. Listen, I'm with you on that, though. But anyway, going back to the whole Florida thing, we took Frontier. It wasn't completely awful. Like, I'd rather, you know, fly Southwest. And that's my preferred airline. I don't know why anybody would ever have an issue there, but
I don't think I've ever flown.
Kim has an issue with them, and the reason why she has an issue is because we had one problem with them when we went to San Diego for San Diego Comic Con, and it was not entirely their fault. But it was still their fault. So that was the one time that they really threw me through a loop and pissed me off. But anyway, so we took Frontier. It wasn't entirely awful. The flight was pretty much empty both ways. So it was all right. I was pretty happy about it. That being said, we got there, and I figured, all right, well, I'll do the shot when I get home. So once we got there, spent some good quality time. I do want to talk about Kapow Noodle Bar, which you remember I went there last time, the Asian fusion spot.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
I'm going to talk about that, but I'm going to talk about that in the next segment because it's just a lot that I want to talk about.
Okay.
Because they are just fantastic. That being said, you know, we spent some time a lot of time in the pool and the hot tub and just relaxing, you know what I mean? Getting just a little bit of chill time, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which was great. My father and I sat and watched some Squid Game together. Then the three of us went to the shooting range. So we went and we shot the pistol, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I got you.
Stuff that, you know, nice bonding things.
I like skeet shooting. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, we didn't go skeet shooting. We went to the range. What's crazy though, man, I don't want to live in Florida, but, you know, no offense, Floridians, but at the end of the day, we walked into that shooting range, and it's like one of the big ones in the area. I guess they have like six different locations, and I think it's called Shoot Straight, right? And this one, Alex, the array of guns they have for sale there,
okay,
is ridiculous, but all crap that we can't get here. Like, we're not allowed to have here.
Yeah, because it's illegal here.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Automatic, semi-automatic, just crazy, crazy, amazing stuff. These shotguns and like everything there, and
I really do like shotgun shooting. It's a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, man,
it's so much fun.
I'm like, look, I'll put down a couple grand right now and walk out with like 6-7 guns. You know what I mean?
Really?
But you couldn't because
you can't bring them here.
Because I can't bring them here.
Yeah.
And you have to, in Florida, you have to have a Florida residence in order to buy the guns.
Okay.
So, and then to get them home, it doesn't matter because I was flying anyway, so there's no way for me to get them home even if I had bought them. You know what I mean? But I'm so mad. I was so mad. I was like, God damn it.
Because that Florida has them and we don't?
Yeah, man. Like, and you're talking about like really cool and good guns, like 200, 300. You know what I mean? Like, I said to Dylan, I go, here, it's $2,000. Boom. And I took it out of my freaking pocket. I had, you know, the cash here. Boom. $2,000.
Australia banned guns.
We could buy boom, 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 boom. I was just like, son of a bitch.
Australia banned guns.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
So the way that they did it is you are only allowed to have a gun on a rifle range. You can't have it in your possession outside of range. You basically go and you rent out your gun every time you want to shoot.
Really?
They had a really bad incident like years ago. Like, there was a really big mass shooting, and then the public was like, nope, that's it. Guns, no more.
Wow.
And so it's worked out for them. They haven't had a mass shooting since. But they're also an isolated country, so it's not like you can really take in guns from like a bordering country. So it works for them.
Yeah.
Which I kind of wish we could do it here.
No.
We'd prevent things, but
I listen, the people that want to get guns like that are going to get guns regardless.
Well, they can in Australia.
No, they would get it. They can make the guns, Alex. They can make them. They can order parts.
But
there hasn't really been
a serious shooting since that law.
Well, that's a wonderful thing, but that doesn't mean that they're preventing it like that. It just makes it a little more difficult. That's all.
But it worked.
Okay. But at the end of the day, listen, I am all for people being able to have guns, you know what I mean, within limits. I think that there should be a certain amount of...
I think I like the Japanese way. They have you do a psychiatric evaluation once every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. If you want to own a gun, you have to go get a psych thing.
Yeah. Now, certain people that have guns, that's a different story. Certain people shouldn't have them. But anyway, that being said, you know, you can't take that right away from people. And, you know, I am a fan of guns. So why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with Within Brimsky.
Are you looking for something special? Perhaps a perfect Irish gift for Christmas. Why not own a piece of the Emerald Isle?
Now available as an e-gift, you can instantly download the deed to your own plot of land.
For every plot of land sold, a tree is planted.
A step towards Emerald Heritage's goal of safeguarding Ireland's landscape for future generations.
Visit EmeraldHeritage.com to become a squire or a squiress now.
Again, that's EmeraldHeritage.com.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman! Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from The NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Dobby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Hey,
so,
people, you wanted to talk about something, and you were like, I'm not going to do it before the break because I want to talk about it after.
Yes. First thing I want people to know is, before I talk about Kapow, is I want you guys to go to my Instagram, at The Real Brimstone, and there is a, what do you call it, a video up there I am super proud of Alex and myself. What do you call it? We did this thing for Naruto meets Krishna. It's with what do you call it?
An anime
artist
fight.
Jazzle Draws. It's a big anime fight where I voiced about six characters, and Alex Oh my God. And Alex did all the sound for it, did the editing, the whole nine yards. So, yeah, you know, the two of us.
Except the music.
And what do you call it? Was the music there already? You used?
Yeah.
Okay. So you did use the music that was there.
Yeah. He had the music in the background when we were, because he sent us the animation and the music was behind it. The only thing that he didn't have was any of the sounds and the voices and the lines and all that stuff. So we did all of that.
Yeah. So he has it up on YouTube, which you can see it there. Jazzle Draws. But what do you call it? I have it and I put the whole thing up on Instagram. So it is there. You can see it. You can hear it. You can watch it. Please let us know what you think. What do you call it? You know, I think, Alex, you did a fantastic job as always.
I have Instagram on my phone now.
Really?
I'm allowed to now.
So did you get my tag? Because I tagged you.
I don't know how Instagram works. I've never used it.
Okay. Well, you should be able to get all the stuff that I have tagged you in the past. But that being said, what do you call it? You know, very, very psyched about it. Naruto X Krishna, what do you call it? Which is like a crossover deal with Indian mythology and the Naruto brand and some other people.
Oh, my God. I have like 30 posts from you.
Yeah?
The Real Brimstone commented on a post you're tagged in. Kemet Dragon commented on a post you're tagged in. The Real Brimstone commented on
I told you. I always make sure that you're tagged in stuff. And
I need
to
get so I don't get all of these notifications.
Oh, yeah. Well, the fact of the matter is what do you call it? Guys, go check it out. Let us know what you think. You know, it was really interesting because I've never done anime like that before. You know, I voiced a whole ton of different things, and Alex.
It was a lot of fun to do.
It was very fun to do.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It was just different. You know what I mean. Very different.
It was cool.
So that being said, please check that out. Now, I want to talk about Kapow Noodle Bar. So for you guys who pay attention, you've heard me talk about it on WBS before, on Grindhouse before. Hell, I might have even talked about it on Dirty Little Secrets Club. But if you're in the West Palm Beach area, I mean, they have one in Boca as well, I believe. But the West Palm Beach. What do you call it? Kapow Noodle Bar is so redonkulously good. I mean,
you're making me hungry.
When you leave,
I'm gonna eat.
I haven't even started yet. Like the fact of the matter is it is so delicious. Now, their Chef Cornelius over there is one of the most amazing people ever. He's great. He's humble. He's a sweetheart, and he is so flippin' talented in that kitchen. What do you call it? So I wound up being able to take, you know, Dylan and my father, because last time I went, my father and my stepmother didn't go with me. It was just Dylan and I. I was just myself and a couple other folks that okay. I took with me. But what do you call it? But this time, since Dylan was in, you know, my father was there and my stepmother was going to be in Miami for the day on business. So I was like, all right, we'll set it up. We'll go to lunch. So we went and, you know, they had us in with open arms. And when I tell you the array of freaking food, Alex, holy crap. The lollipop, what do you call it? Oh my God, I can't believe I'm just blanked out.
The lollipop kids?
No. It's the oh my God. I'm so excited about it that it just gets me. It's the pork belly lollipops.
Oh, God. Now you're killing me.
Slightly crisp on the outside, just enough to get that little bit of, you know what I mean? And then,
crispy bacon.
Oh, melts in your mouth like, oh, it's like so good.
Can I make bacon when you go get your booster?
You can. What do you call it? We have the stuff.
You come back, the grindhouse is burned to a crisp.
We have the, what do you call it, the little grills and everything.
Do you really?
Thing. Yeah, with the propane and everything.
Oh, my God.
You'd have to do it outside, but, you know, the pan and everything. I have everything in there.
Actually, outside though, maybe not.
Yeah, and we have the grill in the back. You know,
can't
that.
I just like put like the it under the vent that's right there? And
no, no. But anyway, so the pork belly, unbelievable. What do you call it? He brought out. So we ordered us stuff. Then he started sending stuff to the table. Stuff that wasn't even on the menu, which needs to be on the menu. There are these, Alex. You know that I've done hosting and judging for foodie contests all around the country.
You're a big foodie.
I have done judging for a ton of wing contests. I've had so many different wings from so many different people. It is unbelievable. All around the world, okay? This is the first time I've ever had a chicken wing that was made in the way that he made it. And this was the first time that he did it. He just had the idea and he went with it. And it was the best wing that I've ever had. Okay.
Can I have some?
If you're out there, I'll send you over there. But Alex, I am. This is nobody's paying me to say this. This is, you know, there's no free ads. The at the end of the day is this was so damn good that I have not stopped talking about it since I was there. Okay. It was,
that's pretty insane.
It was, I mean, I'm assuming what they did was they fried the chicken wing first, then they took it out. This is what I'm picturing. I didn't ask them because I didn't want to take any, I didn't want to steal it.
Oh, you should, but like you could do it in your own way. You can, and you can, what is it? Build upon.
It would never be as good.
Yeah, I know, but.
Never be as good. So I believe what they did is they fried the wings, and then I believe they took the wing, dipped it lightly into batter.
The batter,
tempura,
yeah.
Batter.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Tempura, not you know, like anything other than a light layer of tempura.
Okay.
Okay. And then dunked it again where it was not too crispy, not too, you know, not soggy. It was just the perfect crisp. All right. And what do you call it? They layered it with, what do you call it? This honey garlic sauce.
Oh, that's,
they had the rice on the side.
I'm
the
a sauce person.
Sauce dripped down and then permeated the rice, which is unbelievable. What do you call it? And every single bite, Alex. You had that little crispy. It was like a right in, and nice and light, and just so scrumptious, juicy. Like the flavor was everything you'd hope for.
I can't wait to eat when you leave.
Oh my Lord, Alex! It was so good. I couldn't stop. I almost ate the entire plate before anybody else had. I made my father and my son eat some of them because I was like, you don't know what you're missing if you don't eat this. They both tried it and they're like, oh my God, it was amazing. And you know me, I'm not going to tout food as being the best if it's not the best. I've never in my travels experienced that good of a freaking wing. And I've had some real good wings. You know what I mean?
So now I need to go to Florida for wings.
Holy crap. He did a killer salmon, which, what do you call it, absolutely loved.
That's, I also love fish.
That's not on the menu either. What do you call it? With a, he did like a special sauce, which was just unreal. Just so, it was creamy, delicious, slightly spicy. I mean, it was so good. So he had that, what do you call it? I got a, off the menu was a skirt steak, what do you call it? I can't believe I'm blanking out. Lo mein, like skirt steak,
yeah,
lo mein,
yeah, yeah.
Was beautiful. I'll show you pictures. You're gonna freak out how delicious it looks. You don't even have to taste it, and you know it tastes good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like one thing is just looks tastier than the next. What do you call it? Then they had.
This sounds like Fogo. This is how when you guys go to Fogo, you describe Fogo when you come back, and I've still never had it.
Totally. Yeah. Well, we still haven't done the party. We were supposed to.
I thought that was not happening anymore.
We just didn't have the time to do it.
Oh.
That's why
it hasn't
happened.
So that's still totally happening?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we're still going to do it.
Yeah, all right, because we thought it wasn't happening anymore.
No. That was because we were just, there was nowhere to put it in.
Okay.
That being said, what do you call it? They have everything there. This is like, it's an Asian fusion bistro. What do you call it? If you people are in West Palm, you need to check them out. Kapow Noodle Bar. What do you call it? Dylan had, what do you call it? It's just an array of different things.
I call for a New York location.
We got a hoisin sauced, what do you call it, ribs. Fall off the bone. Flavor in every freaking bite. Everything was just so good. I urge you people to go out and check them out. We had, what do you call it? My father got the duck fried rice. What do you call it?
Like duck fried rice.
I had that last time. It's duck.
What is it, like fried in duck? Duck, like something?
No, actual duck is
that was
the meat.
In the rice.
Yeah,
okay,
duck and
gotcha.
Fried rice. And it is so flipping good. Dylan had a fresh poke bowl also. What do you call it? Fresh
poke bowl?
Poke bowl. Yeah.
A poke bowl.
Not poke bowl. A poke bowl.
Yeah, poke bowl.
Okay, I'm not playing Pokemon with you. Anyway, that being said, great time. Please check him out. Chef Cornelius, unbelievable. Tell him, if you go in, tell them I want the brimstone wings. You'll say, I want the brimstone wings.
You're going to drive him crazy.
If people go in and ask for it, I'll be happier than a pig and poop because they deserve it. Fantastic location. Fantastic stuff. What do you call it? Listen, guys, that is about all the time we have. What do you call it? Absolutely love you. What do you call it? Please make sure you rate, review, subscribe. 5 stars only. Alex will run around in a thong in the cold.
Don't test me.
Make sure that you guys.
I have one. I have a hot pink one.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you guys tune in to Grindhouse Radio. Radio on Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Dirty Little Secrets Club, and Within Brim Skin on Tuesdays. Right now, Truly Inconsequential is on a current hiatus, but we will be coming back very shortly. And that's about it, guys. Thank you so much, and hit us up on social media. We'll see you again next week.
So how many likes do they have to do?
A million.